This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Fertilizer supplies and pricing remain a major concern for farmers as global tensions and trade uncertainty continue to influence the ag economy. While many producers were able to secure products ahead of spring planting, questions are building about availability and costs heading into the fall of next year. And Congress, especially the Senate, is looking at what to do. We talk with Senator Joni Ernst next.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
On my recent trip to Washington, D.C., I had the chance to sit down with Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, and we talked about fertilizer supply concerns, domestic production, and the importance of maintaining stable trade relationships with partners like Canada and Mexico, with USMCA up for a renegotiation this year. Here's what Senator Ernst had to say on those topics.
Transparency is key to this. Anytime we see transparency within the system, that helps. Competitiveness, knowing where the glitches are. But then also, we need to bring back a lot of this fertilizer manufacturing to the United States. And instead of importing, where we see the Straits of Hormuz now are creating an issue, tariffs, issue. So there's just so many different ways that we can handle this. But number one is bring those jobs back to the United States, locate some of these production facilities in the Midwest where we know we're going to use those products. One issue I've been involved in is making sure that the critical components of our fertilizer are added back onto the critical minerals list. And so this has been a big push. We've been successful in that. But again, bring those jobs back to the United States of America, provide jobs and more certainty for our Iowa farmers. Again, working with the departments, whether it's EPA, USDA, and making sure that those are included in our critical minerals list, because we do import. The war in Ukraine, because we do have a lot of those, the potash in particular, mm-hmm. coming out of Ukraine and Russia, that has been stymied now for a couple of years. So again, just focusing on where can we find those critical elements. And can we friendshore? If it's something that we don't have here in the United States, is what we call friendshoring, mm-hmm. Working with allies and partners to get those products into the United States.
And mentioning Canada, obviously USMCA is up for renegotiation. Any comment on what you'd like to see out of that negotiation?
Yeah, certainly. Well, we'd like to see it stay put. Any modifications or tweaks, great. Along the way, I saw Jamison Greer, our U.S. trade rep, the other day, and just encouraged him to continue pushing on this. USMCA is very important to Iowa. Our top two trade partners, Mexico and Canada.
The issue's also drawn attention from lawmakers and farm groups pushing for additional fertilizer market transparency. Bipartisan legislation introduced earlier this year would require USDA to publish weekly fertilizer pricing and inventory reports instead of the current annual reporting system. Supporters say more frequent market data could help farmers make better purchasing decisions and improve competition in a sector that's faced criticism over consolidation and price visibility. At the same time, other proposals in Congress were aimed at expanding domestic fertilizer production and storage capacity to reduce dependence on global supply chains and improve long-term stability for producers. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.